One of the books that brought me back to my Christian faith in college was a book by C.S. Lewis called Mere Christianity. And it was actually one chapter in that book that really convicted me and made me see my need for Christ in my life. And that chapter is named The Great Sin. It's about pride. C.S. Lewis very intuitively and insightfully points out that pride is all about the curse of comparison. Comparing others to yourself, what they have with what you have or I have, and then it becomes a competition. And so pride is also all about competition, where we actually are against one another because we are so for ourselves that we lose sight of things like compassion and empathy and love. And so it is called the great sin. And the seven deadly sins that the Roman Catholic Church outlines, pride is the chief of sins. C.S. Lewis says that this is a universal struggle, and that the person who says, "I don't struggle with pride," is very proud indeed, he says. This is the devil's sin. In Isaiah chapter 14, the devil says, "I will ascend to the Most High," he says, in the presence of God. And that's when God drops him like a hot potato and throws him out of heaven. Like Jesus says, like lightning striking from the east to the west. It was also the first lie that Satan came up with to deceive Adam and Eve. He said, "This will not kill you, eating this apple, because when you eat it, you will be like God." And that was a twist of what God said. They were like God, and we are like God in the sense that we know good and evil now. But now we are unlike God, quite unlike God, in that we sin daily. So Jesus says, I think it seems petty maybe, and it seems out of place for a guest to say this at a dinner that he's being invited to. He says, don't sit at the place of honor. Sit at the last place. Don't sit in the place of the distinguished and the honorable. Sit in the place of the humble. In other words, don't be so full of yourself. It's what happens on the interior world that Jesus is really concerned about. Not so much where people sit or don't sit. It's what's happening right here in our hearts that is so cancerous to our soul. One of my pet peeves, and this is true anywhere I've lived, but it's particularly true on Long Island, that when you're waiting in line to exit the highway, people drive in the other lanes to get around everyone else, to go all the way into the front, and then they cut in. Now, this has happened everywhere I've been. I think what Jesus would say is, don't be so full of yourself. Are you the only one that's in a hurry? Do you have to be first? Is it beneath you to wait in line like everyone else? And so really, this is the curse of pride. And of course, guilty as charged. I think I've done that once or twice recently. So Jesus tells us to humble ourselves, to not be so full of ourselves in light of ourselves, because God knows what's in the hidden parts of our hearts. He knows our thoughts and intentions. And here is the good news. The host will say, "Friend, move up higher." It's the host's privilege to raise us up at the table. One of the things that science has taught us over the centuries of science is that we used to think the Earth was the center of the solar system, in the center of the universe. Now we know that the sun is the center of the solar system, and we know that the Earth is rotating around, or it's in a path around the sun. We also have learned that our solar system is not the center of the galaxy. It's actually in one of the arms that are spinning around the core of the galaxy. And we know that our galaxy is one of billions of galaxies. We're not the center of the universe, science tells us. We're just one part of God's creative design. In Chicago, shortly before I came here to Long Island, I was the guest at a very important dinner. It was actually a dinner that was won at the highest bidder at a gathering for Lutheran Child and Family Services of Illinois. And the person who won that bid spent thousands of dollars on this one dinner. And what made it special was that it was actually hosted by a celebrity chef. The chef's name is Christopher Ketke. He's also Lutheran, but he's a local celebrity in Chicago on local TV there. It was a 7-course dinner with a different bottle of wine for each course. So there was also 7 different kinds of wines to match the palate of the food that we were having. Plus, there was a distinguished guest at the dinner. No, it wasn't me. There was a distinguished guest named Martin Marty, who just went home to be with the Lord recently. And maybe you know that name because he is one of the most famous Lutheran theologians at the University of Chicago. And so we had the privilege of eating this incredible meal with this incredible guest, along with others, like a CEO of Lutheran Child and Family Services of Illinois, and an author who wrote a book about the Christian patriarchs. We were having conversations. There was about 20 of us in the room over the meal. And then Marty took a fork against a glass and started to ring it. He said, "Hey, I can hear you having a great conversation over there, but I can't pay attention to it because there's another great conversation going over here. Could we all just take turns and just tell a little bit about ourselves?" And so Martin Marty, this incredibly famous, at least in Lutheran circles, theologian, took the time and made the effort to listen to everybody's story. And it was a wonderful evening, along with the wonderful food and conversation. What he did with that one request is, I think, humbled himself and said, "I want to listen. I want to be a part of all these conversations." And it was a message to each of us, friend, move up higher. We all want to hear your story. I said that we're not the center of the universe here on planet Earth. Actually, scholars have changed their mind. The universe is so vast that from our perspective, no matter what direction we look into the sky, we are actually the center of the universe from our perspective. And not only our limited perspective, but God's infinite perspective. We are at the center of His love and His being. In Him we live and we move and we have our being, because He is infinitely, infinitely interested in you and me, in caring for us and in loving us. He has an infinite amount of time and attention that He can give to each of us. This is the good news of the host. Friend, move up higher. Stir your own imagination for how valued and precious you are in the sight of God. This is the core of the gospel. The core of the gospel is knowing that apart from Christ, we are humble. We are unworthy and undeserving. But that's only the first part. The second part is that Christ became humble himself by leaving heaven and coming to earth, by being born as a child king in Bethlehem and taking upon all of our infirmities and even our sin to the cross. He humbled himself by even dying there and rising again from the dead. He not only rose himself up from the dead by the power of the Spirit, but he raises you and I up with that same message. Friend, move up higher. But that path is the path of humility and letting others, letting God primarily, tell us our worth and how precious we are in his sight to raise us up. And we have that opportunity even as we gather around this table. We're all seated kind of in a circle around this table. But the Lord is also calling you, friend, move up higher. Come and receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. You are precious in his sight. You are a distinguished guest. In the name of Jesus, amen.